Hello, I'm Kelly Copeland. Okay, this confession stuff, is it just being positive or does it really work? Well, today our speakers are going to give us some insight into the Word of God about that, and they're going to help us set our thinking straight about our confession. We're re-airing these messages because partners have told us how much it has turned their finances around. So open up your heart. Let the Word correct you. Let's let the Word correct the words of our mouth as we watch this message.
Today on the Believer's Voice of Victory, John Copeland and special guest Bill Winston teach us about the power of confessing the Word of God.
Hello and welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. I'm John Copeland and we are so honored this week to have Pastor Bill Winston from Chicago, Illinois. Thank you, Pastor Winston, for being here.
Good to be here, John.
We're going to be talking again about the confessions of your mouth, about what comes out of your mouth is going to produce fruit in your life. And that can be good fruit or bad fruit, depending on what comes out of your mouth. And so it is going to be something that can transform your life from this point on. And you can actually stop some things that have been put in motion by your mouth, unknowns to you, but you can stop those things now and turn that ship from taking that course. So we're going to dive right back into this, Pastor Winston.
Praise God. Well, let's start with Proverbs chapter 18 again. Right. In Proverbs chapter 18, we read the scripture on the last broadcast. It comes from, we just start here at verse 21, because that's the central part of this. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Now,
what does that mean? They that love it.
They that love it. Now, when being attracted to that kind of speech or those words, or for some reason wanting to say that particular thing, they'll eat the fruit of what they say, meaning that they'll get a representation in their lives. Their lives will take the course of that. Now, some people love gossip, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I'm just saying that if you put things in the heart as words, the heart meaning the spirit, as a bag, and then speak them out of your mouth, that's what course you're going to take in your life. You're going to eat the fruit of that. And so what we want to do is make sure we put the right things in our hearts, because there are some things that people have said that are not true. In other words, they might be true to a person because they put them in their hearts, and that's what they believe. But God calls it unbelief. And so what we've got to do now is we've got to take that word, and we've got to make sure that it matches what God has planned for our lives. And if it doesn't, we've got to take words and root it out. We've got to root out everything that is not of God inside of us. So let's just look at that scripture. It's found in Matthew's gospel and Matthew chapter 15. See, we'll eat the fruit of what we say. Look what it says here in Matthew 15. This is starting at verse 12. Then came his disciples and said unto him, Knowest thou that the Pharisees were offended after they heard this saying? But he answered and said, Every plant which my heavenly Father hath not planted shall be rooted up. Mm. Every plant. So remember in Mark chapter 4, the soweth the word. See, the word is a seed. That's what it says over in Luke chapter 8, verse 11. So it goes inside of us, and inside of us is growing trees. See? Now, those trees bear fruit. And the fruit of those trees is a representation of that word in three-dimensional world. So now people are growing things in their lives
that God didn't say. And as a result of that, they're not arriving at the destiny or the plan that God had for their lives. Now, Jesus says, for those who follow him, every plant which my heavenly Father has not planted in your life is going to be rooted out.
What if you keep planting those plants again?
You see, that's what you got to do. You got to discipline this tongue, because we're the custodian over our own hearts and minds and mouths. We're the ones who he's given responsibility of that too. So we can't say, well, the devil made me do it. No, that won't fly anymore, see. And then some people have the nerve to say this. Well, you know, sticks and stones may hurt but sticks and stones may hurt.
May break my bones.
May break my bones, but words may never hurt me. Yeah, will never hurt me. Well, that you know now differently, because death and life are in the power of the tongue.
My words can hurt me.
Absolutely.
Not others' words.
Absolutely.
Them, my words can hurt me.
Your words can hurt you. And so you can choose those words. Mm-hmm. Now, the enemy tries to put up conditions so that we'll say what we see instead of saying what God said.
Say what we see, say what we feel.
Exactly.
Say what we hear.
Right.
But not necessarily what God said.
What he said. Now, yeah. Notice, we were made in his image. So listen at this now. And in his likeness. So we're supposed to act like him. When God saw darkness, did he comment on the darkness? Is there anything in this Bible that God said, "Woo, ain't it dark out there?" No, no. Mm-mm. He never let the circumstances of what exists come out of his mouth. He only spoke what he wanted to happen. Now, that's a lesson to us.
Yes.
Because, I mean, we get a lot of thrill off of talking about how bad it is. Oh, my Lord. Mm-hmm. Well, we know that.
And then we perpetuate.
That's exactly.
We talk about how bad it is, and then it gets worse.
And then it gets
worse. And then
we
got more to talk
yeah,
about.
I told you
it's going to be bad.
So the believers now understand that we have this confession again. Remember, confession comes from that Greek word homologia, which means to say the same thing or to say what God says about you and about your circumstances, mm-hmm. or to agree with God. Homo means same, and logio has nothing to do with the word. And then a law means something that is predictable consequences or predictable outcome. And it happens every time. So now we have the ability to speak God's word, and we can predict every time what's going to come about. Now, wait a minute. People who don't know God can make affirmations. And you've heard of positive thinking and positive speaking and so forth. Now, one of the things about positive thinking is, positive thinking is just what it says. It's just positive thinking. Because you can think positive while the ship is going down. Well, praise the Lord. I know, gluck, 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 you know. But God wants us to say something. We've got to say something to make things change. And so what happens now is that this positive confession that we get from the Word of God is backed by God. See, Jesus said something. He said, I and the Father are one. Adam and the Father. When Adam got the names for the animals, I ask people all the time, where did he get them from? Well, he got them from God. Mm-hmm. Okay? Well, how could he get them from God? And I use the expression today, since we're living in a world of computers and so forth, I say, well, he downloaded them. Well, what do you mean downloaded them? Well, they were already in storage somewhere. And see, Adam just tapped into the wisdom of God, shoo, and downloaded. And that's why in the garden he needed no education, because he didn't learn, he discerned. Mm-hmm. And so now when Adam is moving, now we because of man's fall, now education came about and so forth and so on. But now we're back. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, but let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a ship of the sea, tossed and turned, and can expect to receive nothing of the Lord. So there is another download we can make. Now, my point to you is that God is sending us out in this world to fix some things. And when you confess and God watches over his word to perform it, you're dealing on a higher order of manifestation. And so now, our confession is not like the world's confession. Because that's not what God is backing. This is a covenant that we've got with him. We're operating as one with him. Jesus said, I and the Father are one. And so now we're one with him through Christ. So as we speak things, God watches over that word and make it good. Makes it good.
You get the supernatural. When you're speaking his word, you get the supernatural.
You get the supernatural. Yeah. So now Jesus could speak to a storm. Whoa. And it obey him. Mm-hmm. Now let's look at that. I want to look at two places. First, let's look at Jeremiah. Let's look at Jeremiah chapter 1. Jeremiah chapter 1. Now, I'm really going after a point here because I really don't think that the people of God have been using confession to the degree that God intended so that we can manage this earth.
A lot of people don't know, for one. They haven't been taught. Mm-hmm. And the ones of us that have, you have a tendency to start taking things that you shouldn't have to take from the world. I mean, things are coming at you, and you're taking it, and then you hear a message like this, and you're like, oh, yeah, I can speak to that thing.
That's exactly right.
I don't have to just
right.
sit there and let this happen.
Come on now.
I can speak to that thing and change the situation.
But, John, what they're saying is, well, you know, the Lord knows what's best, and,
Lord's will.
But God, he's waiting on us.
See,
He's done what he's doing. I'm telling you, Jesus, I tell people this all the time, Jesus has done all he's ever going to do about the devil until Revelation 20. You know, the rest is up to us. You're going to have to cast him out. You're going to have to bind him, all in Jesus' name. But I ask people this. I said, how many of you would say that God is in control? I go to a church and say that. All these people raise their hand. God is in control. I said, well, if he is, he sure got it in a mess down here. No, what I was saying is, yes, he has overall control. God is the God of the universe. But the point of it is, we have control of this
earth. He's given it to us.
And he will permit what we permit, and he will disallow what we disallow. And that is a fabulous truth.
We just have to learn to walk in the power that he's given us.
God, the authority that he's given us. We have to execute it. But we've been sitting down here just like folks who don't have God and just saying the same things they're saying and the same bad news we're repeating. And what we need to do is go after that thing. Mm. And if it's on a higher order, go after it with words. Oh, my goodness.
Just think if the whole body of Christ got that revelation, how fast we could change things around
here. Just like that. Now, let's look at Jeremiah chapter 1 and look at it verse 12. Then said the Lord unto me, thou hast well seen, for I will hasten my word to perform it. In other words, I'm going to watch over my word and I'm going to make it good. Now, that's why we have to speak the word of God. Somebody said, well, suppose I don't exactly speak it. That's fine. You're speaking in line with God's word is what God backs. Now, we have to make sure we do that because he didn't say, I'm not sick. He didn't say that. He said, say, by his stripes, I'm healed. I believe that I'm redeemed from sickness.
Yeah, some people say, oh, you're lying. You're sicker than a dog. You're saying you're not sick.
That's right. See, and if you say you're not sick, then you are lying. Because that's not what he said. I mean, you wouldn't be saying you by his stripes you're healed if it wasn't any sickness around. So let's look at another verse. Let's look at Numbers chapter 23. Numbers chapter 23. Now, this is a scripture, too, that I like, because this points out a number of things, and they're all in here. Look at verse 19. God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Hath he said, and shall he not do it? Or hath he spoken, and shall he not make it good? All right. So God is not a man that he should lie. I like that. God is not a man. Why? Because a man has authority to speak things in this earth. See, God has already declared some things, but a man has got to speak them in this earth. And if we're made as in the image of God, which we are, then we're going to function just like him, And nothing's going to be done unless we speak it first. That thing's got to come out. Mm-hmm. So God is, we're not waiting on God because he's not a man. We're waiting on a man. And Ezekiel chapter 22 and verse 30 said, I sought for a man among them that would make up the hedge and stand in the gap before me for the land, but I couldn't find one. In other words, that was intercessory prayer. And a lot of people, you call a prayer meeting, a few people show up. Call a meeting, you're going to give away a big car or something, everybody show up. My point is, look how they're missing the opportunity to manage this earth right through prayer. And a lot of people sometimes get before God and start praying the problem. He knows the problem. The Bible says he knows what you have need of before you ask him. We got to pray the answer.
Some people feel like mm-hmm. that unless they, you know, go get in their prayer closet and they sit down and pray and take that time, I think we need to do more of just speaking to God on a regular, just
yes,
like
indeed.
Me
yes,
and you
indeed.
Are talking.
Fellowship.
And talking to those things just
yes.
like, you know.
Yep.
And you have to be careful about who you do it around, too. I mean, there's a time to stand up and be bold.
That's right.
But there's other times that you just want to speak to that thing, and you don't care what anybody else hears it or not. You're talking to that. And there's times you got to just stand up and be bold about that. But then there's times that, you know what, they're not going to understand it. I don't want to get their unbelief involved in it, so I'm going to speak to it on my, you know,
on your own.
Speak to it to myself or whatever, just quietly. But we have to get to where we're speaking it.
And that's exactly
when we see it,
whether it's public or private,
mm-hmm. you gotta
confession.
Do it.
Mm-hmm. It's got to be spoken. So we've got to release those words out of our mouth. The Bible says God knows what we have need of, even before we ask Him. So there is an ask that's involved in it.
So instead of us going to God and saying, God, would you please fix this situation for me? They need to be saying,
speak to that mountain.
Mountain, you be moved and cast into the sea and just take care of it right there.
Because yes,
we're waiting on God and God's waiting on us. So we need to get busy doing what we're supposed to do with it.
Now, one of the places that I first use this, is in our first house that we bought in Minnesota. This was when I was working for a large corporation in Minnesota. And my wife and I had gotten married, and we were married about 8 months or something like that. And I was in Minnesota, and she was in Minnesota working for the same company. We said, we need a house. We need to get out of this apartment, you know. And so we had about maybe $1,000 saved. I said, wait a minute. A house is part of my inheritance here. I'm going to find me a promise. And we mm-hmm. found a promise in Deuteronomy chapter 6. So then start meditating on that. So what happened was we got this full of this word. So now this thing starts coming out of us. And the Bible says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Begin to act like that. See. So we went out and I said to my wife, I said, let's go look at some houses and get a realtor and so forth. So we found a good Christian realtor, and he started showing us around, showed us all these houses. That happened about 3 or 4 days. And after that last day, we came back home, and it was about dark. And I said, well, sweetheart, which one of them did you like? She said, no, you mean which one can we afford? I said, no, the Spirit of God didn't tell me to ask you that now. He told me to ask you, which one do you like? Well, I like that big white one up on the hill with that circular driveway and so forth. I said, let's pray. So we got down on the side of the bed just like that and started praying. I'm telling you, I didn't get but a few words out of my mouth. The Spirit of God spoke to me plain as day. He said, get up, take your wife, go over there and point at the house now. I said, whoa, and speak to it, you know. So, okay. I said, baby. Spirit of God told me to tell you to get up. Let's go over there and point at that house and tell that house to sell to us. Now.
This is one of those times you don't care what anybody says, what it looks like. God told you to go do that and you're going to do it.
John, it's something called fully persuaded.
Mm-hmm.
And when that hits your heart, that means you don't see anything other then that is an answer. That's it, see. And so that's where we were. So what happened? Now, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. See, this thing is coming out now. We went over there. We went in that neighborhood. Now, this is not the kind of neighborhood you go into that time of night, you know what I mean, and so forth. I said, okay, we went up there, went in that neighborhood, stopped that car. She and I took our finger, pointed at that house, said, house, in the name of Jesus, sell to us now. That's all we did. Left, went on back. Started going, went back. We didn't just thank God for it. We're praising God on the way back. Now, understand, to the natural man, this is foolish.
Mm-hmm.
You got it?
You're thinking you're crazy.
That's exactly
right. Lost it. Yeah.
Exactly. I guess it was the next day, maybe the next couple of days, my boss called me in. Hey, Bill. I said, yes, sir. We're having a contest for computer for managers. I was in computer manager for computers. I said, okay, all right, what about it? He said, well, I said, what? How do you win? He said, well, it's the number of computers that you sell and for the company and so forth and so on. I said, well, that's great. And I started to walk out. He said, oh, wait a minute. You already won. Man, I said, what's the prize? He said, $5,000. John, that's the way that money started rolling in. Now, understand, we had sown seed and so forth and so on. But here comes the spiritual law activating things around us to make that confession manifest. It's called the law of confession. Now, I'm telling you, John, if we can get this over to everybody, if they can grab hold to this, this is a predictable consequence that will come out every time. And that's why Jesus could speak to a tree, go on and do something else, didn't even have to look at the tree. His disciples passed by. Peter saw it, said, Master, behold, the fig tree which you cursed yesterday, it's withered away.
So your angels have been dispatched. Once you said that over your house,
glory to
your angels were dispatched out there doing the work for you.
John, let's look at it. Let's go over here and look at Psalms 103 real quick. Psalms 103. And in Psalms 103, it says this. It says in verse 20, Bless the Lord, ye his angels, that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word.
Mm. Says it all right there.
Glory to God. So next thing you know, we got that nice big house. I'm telling you, had the saints over. They were rejoicing. We were rejoicing. Why? Because of the manifestation of the word of God.
Who's crazy now?
Who's crazy now?
I tell you what, you know, if we can just get this.
Yes, sir.
And do the word, believe the word, and
yes,
put those words in our mouth.
Yes.
We're going to get what we're after. Yeah. We're going to get what God's promises. We just have to do it. If you don't do it, you're not going to get it. You're going to get something because words are coming to you out of your mouth. But you want to put the right words that come from this word in your mouth. Hold on, we'll be right back.
Just like natural laws make gravity work every time, the spiritual laws that govern the confessions of your mouth can start to bring what you say to pass every time you speak it. In The Law of Confession, Dr. Bill Winston brings to light truth from God's Word about how the words that come from your mouth actually shape your life. This powerful three-volume audio teaching reveals the importance and life-changing effect that words have on you and everyone around you. Whether you're learning the importance of words for the first time or you want to hone your speaking even further, this teaching will revolutionize the way you look at your words. Gain an understanding about the actual potential in every word you speak.
Death and life are in the power of your tongue. What am I doing with this series? I want to make it so that your words
have value.
That every word that you speak, you're going to measure that against the Word of God.
Take control of your words today. Order your copy of the Law of Confession CD package by Bill Winston for only $30. This package contains three powerful series that will help you make positive confessions. Purchase this package online through our website at kcm.org or call our toll-free number, 800-575-4455. You may also write to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas, 76192. Order the Law of Confession CD package today.
We've been talking about the Law of Confession. And it is such a powerful thing in your life. It is the thing that will control your life. And we have a package that we would like to offer to you this week. And it's 11 CDs in this package. And it is an in-depth teaching about what we're talking about. And you're going to be able to go through and find out exactly what we're talking about with an in-depth revelation that the Lord has given Bill Winston about this. Pastor, would you mind telling us about this?
Well, it happens that a lot of people have been, in time to time, trying to get themselves out of debt or trying to get themselves out of bondage to something and so forth, but they fail to change their speech. Mm-hmm. And I'm saying you can't just say anything. When you're coming into the kingdom of God, you're saying words that either speak life to your situation or death to your situation. So what we've done is put together a package of teachings that'll give a person a revelation again of the power of words. So they'll now put value on their words, and perhaps this will help them speak the right thing.
If you don't like the circumstances that you're living in today, it's from what you said yesterday and in the past that has planted the seed to what you're living today. And if you want to change the way you're going to be living in the future, then you need to change those words and those seeds that you're planting today, and it will change your future. And so let's just pray right now over this and over our television audience.
Father, we just come before you in the name of Jesus and thank you for this wonderful audience.
Yes,
thank you for every person that's tuned into this broadcast, that you're bringing them life and wisdom right now as we speak. I pray that you give them that revelation knowledge of words and the value of words. Help us to train up our speech to always say what God says, regardless of the situation. And Father, we'll be thankful and we'll give you all the glory for it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Walking in the blessing. If you are not getting our magazine, you should subscribe to that magazine. It's a free magazine. We'll send it to you. Postage paid. It's got lots of good articles in there, products, partner testimonies. You really need to get that. It is a blessing to people's lives. This is John Copeland and Bill Winston reminding you that Jesus
is Lord.
Thank you for joining us today on the Believer's Voice of Victory. Kenneth Copeland Ministries is here for you to help you grow in faith and encourage you with the love of God every day. For more information, visit our website at kcm.org. Take the time to intentionally immerse yourself in God's Word and allow it to transform your life. Dive in at the 2008 Branson Victory Campaign. Join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland for 3 days of soaking in God's Word, March 6th to the 8th at the new location of Faith Life Church, 3701 State Highway 76 in Branson, Missouri. Visit kcm.org or call 800-600-7395. Tomorrow on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
The kingdom of God lets people know that the kingdom of God is within us and that everywhere we go, we have the King. And that we're supposed to be those ambassadors, those people who are citizens of heaven that are representing God 7 days a week.